Listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, brings you Family Sanctuary, a show that inspires living the gospel message in word and deed within our families. And now, Family Sanctuary, with hosts Mary Ann Jepson and Peggy Hartshorn.
Welcome to the Family Sanctuary, a production of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. I'm your host for today's program, Peggy Hartshorn, chairman of the board of Heartbeat International that advances life-affirming pregnancy help around the world. Now, we have a particularly important program for you today. I think you're going to love to listen to our guest, who is Peggy Dieter. Welcome, Peggy.
Thank you, Peggy.
Two Peggies, yes. Although we spell our names differently. Peggy has a powerful story to tell you about the experience of abortion in her life, and not only how that affected her family, of course, herself, her family, but how God brought hope and healing to her, and healing as well to her family, and how that's resulted in a tremendous call to bring that hope and healing to other women and to other families as well. So in our program, The Family Sanctuary, we're focusing in on how the family really is not only the sanctuary of life, but also the sanctuary of hope and healing as well. So, Peggy, again, welcome to the program, and thank you for your willingness to share your powerful story with all of our listeners today.
Thank you, and it really is an honor to be able to give God the glory for this story and how we know that he uses all things for good according to his purpose. And Absolutely. My story really begins kind of in the middle. In my mid-30s, I was back in church, thankfully, and I met and married a great guy. I had two children when I was younger, and so I was married, and we were having a baby. And just thrilled.
This was in your middle 30s?
And yes.
Okay.
And, you know, it was just a real gift from God, you know, to have this in my life. And during that pregnancy, I had an ultrasound. And it's the first ultrasound I ever had. And I saw that tiny little 8-week beating heart. And God allowed me to enjoy my pregnancy and the birth of our son, which was beautiful. A few months later, when our son was an infant and I was at home with him during the day, the image of that ultrasound came back to me. And with it came the memories and the trauma of my past abortions. I had never told my husband. I had buried these abortions so deeply and had lived in denial. I think I even convinced myself they never happened. And when my husband came home from work that day, I had to tell him because I was an emotional wreck. Fortunately, I had found a phone number to call. I must have looked up abortion counseling, and I found the phone number for Pregnancy Decision Health Center. The person who answered the phone greeted me with compassion and kindness and love and let me talk and unburden myself. And I scheduled an appointment then to go in and start meeting with someone for peer consulting to talk through the trauma of my past abortions.
That's wonderful that immediately you thought there has to be someone who can help.
Yes.
There has to be something I can do. These feelings were so overwhelming.
I had to have help.
And I praise God that you found PDHC, Pregnancy Decision Health Center, is one of the affiliates of Heartbeat International right here in Columbus, Ohio. And of course, my husband and I and a group of our friends, the Lord moved us to start PDHC. We opened our doors in 1981. And one of the first programs we added after our pregnancy testing program and counseling program with people with crisis pregnancies was the post-abortion healing program, because we realized how many people were coming to us even how many of the volunteers who were stepping forward to help had experienced abortion. And actually, in the 80s, there were no post-abortion healing programs. We didn't know what to do, how to help these women. But God really allowed us and led us to start a post-abortion healing program. That makes me feel so humbled that you were one of the many, many people who have found hope and healing. That's amazing. And of course, pregnancy centers all over the country, actually, I might mention here, the number one program, in addition to pregnancy testing, 85% of all pregnancy centers in the country, and that's about 2,500, have a post-abortion healing program.
Yes.
So I'm so happy that that's the case. Well, and then you started telling your story to this person on the phone, came in for some counseling, and how did that help you, Peggy?
Oh my! So this pain and trauma that I had buried so deeply. So it all began when I was 17 with my first pregnancy, and I knew right from wrong. but of course, as a teenager, we often think we know better. And so I was, with my boyfriend, and we became pregnant, and I could not disappoint my parents. I could not embarrass my family.
Yes.
And it was legal.
And that has an effect on the way people think.
It does.
It particularly, even if you're rationalizing the legality of it, well, it's legal. Maybe it's not all that bad.
Yes. The government says it's okay. Mm-hmm. My doctor says it's okay. My boyfriend thinks it's the right choice. I was working in high school. I had the money. And so I drove myself to Cincinnati. And
you wanted more anonymity. You didn't want to have the abortion in Columbus.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I knew it was wrong, but we allow ourselves to be deceived.
Sure.
And so,
particularly with the fear, the panic almost, and in pregnancy centers, Peggy, as you know, I'm sure the kind of the good girl syndrome. We hear this a lot. Girls are willing to have an abortion in order not to disappoint their parents.
Yes.
Not to hurt the family.
Exactly. We have an abortion to hide the activity that we've been trying to keep a secret.
Yes.
And again, we don't.
And in a misguided, and then the devil gets in there, twisting all of this to say, I'm protecting my parents, I'm helping the family, they won't have to deal with this, I don't want to embarrass or shame them. I just recently heard the story of a girl, very powerful, that she knew she could not face the people in her church going into church with her family as a pregnant teenager. And that was the deciding factor for her in having her abortion. So, yes, it's the pressures are tremendous.
They are tremendous. Mm-hmm. And we allow ourselves to be deceived. So God in his goodness has, in my situation, as much as I have spoken about my abortions, I have very few actual memories. I have one memory of a sound and one memory of a visual of sitting in that waiting room. And because of the trauma, my brain and my God has really protected me from a lot of those memories, which I'm thankful for. So I left that day knowing what I did was wrong and knowing that I was going to hell. And my boyfriend after that became very abusive physically and verbally, and I thought I deserved it. And I stayed in that relationship. And a year later, I was pregnant again and happy. I was thankful that God was, I felt, giving me a second chance. And so I did tell my parents. They were disappointed. But I really tried to do then what was right. Mm-hmm. We actually did get married. And I tried, I went back. I was in church, and we had a second child. and he continued to be abusive. It was a very unhealthy relationship. But again, I was trying to do what was right, but in my heart, knowing I didn't deserve anything good because I was such a sinner.
And you were trying to make up for the previous abortion.
Yes.
By trying to do the right thing, by having the child, and yet you had trapped yourself in an abusive relationship.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And as things just went wrong and wrong, I was convinced that I was a bad person who could only make bad decisions.
Right. And we hear this story so much, Peggy. Yes. Someone out there may be listening and not having the exact same story, but also recognizing that abortion causes kind of a downward spiral.
Yes.
And it starts then with the concept that the woman, because women instinctively know that this is their baby.
Yes.
And at some deep, deep level, you instinctively know the horror of the abortion.
Yes.
And that causes then the whole change in self-concept. Mm-hmm. And I'm a bad person, and I can continue to do bad things, or I'm deserving of bad treatment,
yes,
which was what happened in your case, Peggy.
And so for my children to be growing up in this, you know, as infants and toddlers in this unhealthy environment, praise God that my mother lived close and she was there to help as much as she could. And my kids had a great influence, you know, in going to grandma's house. but again, the way it affects the family.
Sure.
And so I did eventually break away from that unhealthy relationship, and we got a divorce. But then here I was divorced, you know,
a single mom,
you know.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, in my eyes, another bad decision, another disappointment to my family. And even though I was trying to do what was right, I also started turning to other ways to try to fill the emptiness in my life. And I started turning to drugs and alcohol. And there was just such an emptiness that I couldn't fill.
As you know, Peggy, because you, I don't think I said this in the introduction, but you now work for PDHC.
I do.
You are now in charge of their post-abortion healing program.
Right.
That's something God's laid on you as a call in your life. And so it's amazing how many women, I'm sure you've heard the story, you know, that downward spiral continues and that self-condemnation.
Yes.
Because healing has not taken place from the abortion.
Right.
It has been all pushed down, you know, and our attempt to deal with those feelings many times leads to those compensating behaviors.
Absolutely.
Of alcoholism, drug abuse, sometimes even sexual promiscuity. So many of the issues and problems that women are experiencing in their lives, sometimes they'll even go to a professional counselor with issues such as drug abuse, alcoholism, sexual promiscuity, and no one even asks them the question, have you had an abortion?
Right. In fact, we offer annually, we do a seminar, PDHC sponsors a seminar with a professional counselor who presents information about the trauma after abortion. And it's presented from a secular point of view, from a clinical point of view, and Trudy Johnson, the presenter, talks about that women often do not reveal a past abortion, even in professional counseling, for a number of reasons. One, there has to be a level of trust, and two, they don't connect the dots.
Right.
They are being treated for the symptoms, as you're saying, for depression, bipolar, all of these behavioral issues and
addictions.
Mm-hmm. And they often don't reveal a past abortion, or the counselor does not ask the question. Mm-hmm. We encourage the counselors who attend this seminar to add to their intake form number of pregnancies, number of live births, number of miscarriages, number of abortions. Mm-hmm. And hopefully...
That's not on the standard questionaire
exactly.
that counselors use, right?
Right.
Unfortunately.
So Trudy Johnson will be in Columbus on May 19th. Mm-hmm. And that's a Friday. And we offer a seminar where professional counselors can earn 6 continuing education hours.
That's wonderful. If you have just tuned in, you'll want to know that our guest today is Peggy Dieter. She's sharing her powerful story of the effects of abortion on herself and her family. We have not yet gotten to the healing part, which I'm waiting to hear how God exactly worked in your case, Peggy. But Peggy works full-time for PDHC, Pregnancy Decision Health Centers here in Columbus. And I want to give right now a care line number. If you're listening and you've thought, I wonder if my own symptoms could perhaps be due to this past abortion, or I know someone who may need help, how can I find out more? There is a care line, 614-721-2100, 614-721-2100. And Peggy herself answers that care line. So if you have an issue with a past abortion, would like to talk to Peggy, please call the care line.
Yes.
So let's get back to your story too, Peggy. Mm-hmm. So you're experiencing these symptoms mm-hmm. of post-abortion trauma
right.
with the addictions, with mm-hmm. The divorce, the broken relationship, of course, even marrying mm-hmm. into an abusive situation
yes.
because
mm-hmm.
you felt somehow you deserved punishment
mm-hmm.
deep down. You
mm-hmm.
deserved the treatment you were getting as a result of the downward spiral from that abortion.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're a single mom, you're experiencing these addictions. How did God move in your life? He was moving all the time, I'm sure.
He was moving all the time, mm-hmm. yes. And as God does... he softens our heart. He plants seeds. He puts people in our lives. My heart was very hard and closed because, I'd been raised in the church and I knew I knew what I had done was wrong. And I did not believe that forgiveness was available to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the lie of the devil,
and
right?
That is the mm-hmm. lie of the devil, mm-hmm. that Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy.
Yes.
And Jesus came that we might have life and have it to the full, and I did not have a full life.
Mm-hmm.
But God is good in that he plants people in our lives to plant those seeds of mercy and kindness. And that's what eventually brought me back to church.
Mm-hmm.
That's what eventually brought me to meet my husband, and then our son, and then the ultrasound, and then that phone call to Pregnancy Decision Health Center, where I received the peer consulting that helped me work through those processes of grief and denial and forgiveness and really reconciling with God. And as you had said, Peggy, most or all pregnancy centers offer some kind of a post-abortion healing program.
Mm-hmm.
And PDHC did at that time. And I went through the HEART program.
Healing the Effects of Abortion-Related Trauma,
yes.
It was called
yes.
at that time. Yes.
And it's an 8-week group study
mm-hmm.
That's very faith-based and, again, works through those steps of grief and pain that allow us to reconcile with the Lord, because that's where the ultimate healing comes from.
Sure. Maybe quickly, we could, if people are listening and saying, well, what would happen if I joined a group like that?
Mm-hmm.
What happens if I go
right.
into some kind of
yeah,
post-abortion
question.
Healing?
Great question.
What are the steps that they would probably
yes,
go through, Peggy?
Absolutely. So it's scary to call a phone number and think about joining some kind of an 8-week group that mm-hmm. you don't really understand, or to talk about something you don't really want to talk about.
Right.
We offer, as a first step, mm-hmm. support group meetings. Mm-hmm. They're called Connection, AR, mm-hmm. Abortion Recovery Connection meetings. They meet 4 times a month around Columbus. So, for example, on the first Tuesday of every month at 7 o'clock at PDHC's admin office on 161, it's a one-hour support group meeting. And it's a first step to meet a small group of women where we provide a safe, confidential, compassionate, non-judgmental place for women to begin that step to restore and reconcile with the Lord. But there's no commitment to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like an AA meeting.
Just meet other women who maybe were in the same situation.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And some women come and they don't want to talk. Some women come and they are so anxious to unburden their story.
Sure.
So those meetings are available.
Mm-hmm. So if someone again calls the number, which is 614-721-2100, they can talk to you about their personal experience. You'll give them other opportunities for how they could get connected, start into a healing process.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Peggy, tell us a little bit as we continue your story of how that healing experience that you started when you started mm-hmm. into the group sessions,
yes.
how then did that healing affect you personally and your family?
I had no idea how heavy this burden was in my life. I did not understand how deeply it had affected my self-esteem, my confidence, my ability to really connect with those I loved, including my children. So as a young parent, growing up with so little self-esteem, it affects the way we parent.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And again, praise God that my mother was near mm-hmm. and had a great influence on my children. I mean, I was working, I supported them, I did the best I could. And they are great people.
Yay, God.
But again, we cannot parent well when we are dealing with our own unresolved issues.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So those children, have you talked to them specifically about your abortion?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And they've accepted that, I'm sure.
They have.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't easy. Again, we're human. We're fearful. But I knew it was the right thing to do. And I knew that God was calling me to speak publicly about my abortions. Mm-hmm. And I had to tell my family.
They had to know first.
Yes.
And then, and I have to say, so many women whom I have heard telling their stories publicly, it is such a courageous thing to do. And yet I know in every story, God gets the glory, right?
He does. There's, by the grace of God, I do want to let women know that not everyone is called to be on a public platform mm-hmm. and to please not be concerned that, you're going to be asked to
tell your story publicly. That's a good
right.
point. We were talking before the program about the wonderful example of Jesus's healing
yes.
from Mark 5:21. Mm-hmm. When he was asked to come to the home of Jairus and heal his daughter, and he encountered along the way the woman who was hemorrhaging, had been hemorrhaging yes. for years and years mm-hmm. and years, suffering. Mm-hmm. And she simply reached out and touched his garment, and he could feel the healing power go out
yes.
from him. And he said, "Who touched me?"
Yes.
You know, and his healing power is there. We need to touch
yes.
him.
And in yes. fact, that is one of the living scriptures that we use in our Rachel's Vineyard healing retreat weekends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And of course, Rachel's Vineyard is a ministry of Priests for Life.
Uh-huh.
And we have a retreat in February, the uh-huh. weekend of the 17th through the 19th. And for any woman who, again, would like more information, call or text 614-721-2100.
So I think, as you're mentioning, there are lots of ways, lots of opportunities here in the Diocese of Columbus for people to experience God's healing, yes, after an abortion. Mm-hmm. And I'm humbled that PDHC is able to provide such wonderful opportunities as
Thank
well.
You.
And Peggy, your story is so powerful. I just am amazed every time I hear you. And of course, our listeners can't see the peace on your face and the beauty in your eyes that through God's healing, you have really become a powerful, powerful advocate for women and for post-abortion,
yes,
in our community. So
thank
I
you.
Thank you for that. Tremendous, tremendous testimony. And again, for our listeners, if you want more information or want to talk to Peggy about your abortion, call the care line, 614-721-2100. And you have been listening to The Family Sanctuary. I want to thank Peggy Dieter again on AM 820 St. Gabriel Catholic Radio with archives at stgabrielradio.com. Our program is broadcast every Monday at 12:30 and at 2 o'clock on Sundays. So please join us again to strengthen our families and make them sanctuaries of life as God intended.
Family Sanctuary is a production of listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Archives of Family Sanctuary with Marianne Jepson and Peggy Hartshorn are available at stgabrielradio.com. Veni, Sancte, Spiritus, Veni, Penaria.
Most of us can recall a childhood memory of innocence and a peace that only comes from God. Yet with our busy schedules today, many families don't attend church weekly or spend much time teaching their children about God. So many families now are burdened by financial and family challenges, substance abuse, and other worries. But there is hope. Studies show that people who pray regularly and practice their Christian faith are less stressed, financially stable, more compassionate, optimistic, healthier, and happier. Experience a positive difference in your life and for your family by coming home to your parish. Learn more by visiting CatholicsComeHome.org today. Here you may find answers to your questions and discover how Jesus and the sacraments will bless your family. There's no pressure or risk. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. Do it for your kids. Do it for yourself. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today.